Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Eureka Police conducted a DUI driver's license checkpoint over the weekend. The checkpoint took place on 4th Street and Commercial Streets between 9 p.m. and 1:30 a.m. Checkpoint was stopped early due to some surprise radio problems, but here's the stats. 615 vehicles were screened, 3 people arrested for DUI, 6 cited for driving while unlicensed, and 2 people were cited for driving while suspended. It's similar news from the Arcata Police Department, as they report citing a restaurant employee for selling alcohol to a minor, and cited 2 adults for purchasing alcohol for minors. The actions were a result of a minor decoy operation and decoy shoulder tap operation. It involves minors who work under the direct supervision of officers who attempted to purchase alcohol from 13 retail licensees in the city of Arcata. Those who sold to the minor face a minimum fine of $250 and or 24 to 32 hours of community service for the first violation. Over the past several weeks, the Arcata Police Department has been investigating a series of car thefts and car burglaries. The vehicles were found to have either been stripped for parts or used for joyrides and then abandoned after anything of value from inside the vehicle had been taken. Last week, officers arrested 28-year-old Arcata resident Paul Bareilles and his 33-year-old wife Barbara Palmer. Following a traffic stop, stolen items from the burglaries were found in their vehicle, and they were both booked into county jail. Their 2 children, ages 6 and 9, were released to family members. Officers served a search warrant at a residence on Buttermilk Lane and a storage unit associated with 33-year-old Zach Friedland. Officers located a substantial amount of stolen property at the residence and the storage unit, including computers, home electronics, musical instruments, outdoor equipment, and cameras. The value of the recovered items is in excess of $25,000, and Friedland was booked into county jail as well. Wildfires are burning across the western states, and Colorado and Utah have been hardest hit. Last week, a 15-member crew from the Fortuna Conservation Corps was dispatched to Utah, assisting the U.S. Forest Service in the firefighting effort. The crew is expected to remain in Utah for 2 weeks, and they'll be joined by a second team from Redding. The Rotary Club of Eureka has announced that Nancy Dean will serve as president for the next year. Dean, who's been with Rotary of Eureka since 2006, was chosen by a committee of former club presidents and has served on the club's board of directors. Dean replaces outgoing president Greg Pearson. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at the residence of Robbie Jackson on Hostler Ridge Road in Hoopa Thursday. Agents found a small amount of suspected heroin, a small marijuana grow, several firearms, including a shotgun and an assault rifle, high-capacity magazines, and drug paraphernalia. More KINS News. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you this Monday's Our Community segment. Here's Dan with more.
Time now for Our Community News. Too much water. That sounds like an odd statement considering much of California and eastern Oregon are semi-arid and in need of water to sustain communities. But for those of us along the north coast, well, we might just have too much water. The Humboldt County Municipal Water District was formed in the 50s to provide reliable, safe drinking water to local communities, and it's been successful in that endeavor. But times have changed, and the water district, both in California and Oregon, have had to change with them. Economics plays a role, particularly in Humboldt County. The closure of the last operating pulp mill on the Samoa Peninsula affected nearly every resident along the north coast. Because of the loss of the mill and its usage of millions of gallons of water per day, has left the district with a glut. Rates have risen for cities and towns that purchase water from the district, and policymakers and landowners in Central and Southern California have their eyes on water that goes unused in our region. We'll continue our look at water issues and how they affect our communities as the month goes on. And that's this week's edition of Our Community News.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.